There was also this aspect was raised about faith, grace, and looking at what one's views are now as opposed to what they had been taught previously. And I was taken by the fact that when the tunic is brought to Jacob, this is all about comparisons, about bringing two things together. So it's 4:7-2. This is bringing the tunic in the condition in which it now was to the church means in the internal sense bringing about a comparison of falsified goods and truths with the genuine goods and truths of the church. So I was just reminded that being stimulated to do that is actually a reflection of what this process being spoken about in the text is. So what it lays out here in terms of charity is describes what charity is. And I think we can look at that and think, well, yeah, I'm a long way from that, right? So, but that's the point. I mean, that is the point. We are in a process, and what we are given is a view of what living out of a spirit of charity actually is. But what we find is that, of course, when we try to do that, we can't. So we draw a comparison and we get locked into this, again, this sort of cycle of that's not me. You know, I can't see any of that in what I'm looking at. But then in terms of our life here, we're really in contact with what is most external. And that's where the work lies. So, and what we have to do is just attend to what arises so that ideal that's described there can be more and more woven in to the higher regions of our mind. And it's as that happens, it slowly descends. I mean, this is what this is all about. Joseph is the Lord. And in that sense, he is moving lower and lower, redeeming and regenerating. So it's part of the process. And the need to do good is not so that we can get it right, but so that we can be put in front of the attitudes of self-righteousness, attitudes of merit, so that that guilt can be revealed, the shame can be revealed, because that's all proprial stuff. And it's not until we are looking to the word and trying to implement what the word asks of us that we actually get put into a position where we can see the proprium's antics and how it works. So the Lord gives us truths to free us. The proprium takes hold of them and condemns us. Like, so that's what we see when we're in this process. So the emphasis on doing our employment, whatever that is, on whatever level that is, faithfully and justly, is so that we can see the opposites at work in that lower level. And it's as we see that and look to the word, look to the Lord in order to shun what we see, then what is of heaven slowly makes its descent a little further in our life. So it's always about remembering we're in a process, that we are in the process, and it's not always going to look pretty. More often than not, of course, our experiences is that it doesn't look pretty at all. But you know, we rest in the fact that, you know, that the Lord is the one who is managing process down to its finest details.